Welcome to the Schmooze with Rabbi Mintz, rabbi at Congregation Beth Israel and co-director of Chabad of Forsyth, Dawson & Lumpkin with his wife, Taisha. The Schmooze is a weekly show that infuses life into life. More than a conversation, it's a meaningful schmooze. To interact with the show or to become a sponsor, reach out at office@jewishforsyth.org. Now, let's get schmoozing with Rabbi Mintz and his co-host, Tim House, on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.
Hey, good morning, folks. Glad you're joining us on the Schmooze. Rabbi Levi Mintz is with us, along with myself, Tim House. Rabbi, how are you today?
Thank God, Tim. Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Good to be with you again this morning and putting the show out so folks can get informed and learn a little something about us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What have we got going on down at the synagogue? I know that dirt is moving. I could smell diesel fuel in the air. What else is happening over there?
Amazing. Well, first of all, you know, summer is slowly coming to an end, but what that means is that communal, congregational, Jewish life is about to kick off. August 7th is the big kickoff for the new season, the new year. And the entire community is invited for August 7th, Shabbat Community Luncheon, where we're going to be kicking off the new year, August 7th. It's going to be really special, 11 o'clock. Just go on to the website, jewishforsyth.org, jewishforsyth.org, RSVP. We're going to be celebrating life, which is going to be, you know, just, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, at Congregation Beth Israel, Tim, together we celebrate life. That's what it's all about. And, you know, it you can't celebrate life if it's not together. And when you're together, you're always celebrating life. That's the way it is. And so it's an exciting time. It's an exciting time. New year coming up. And it's just it's really wonderful. So we invite, you know, all of our listeners to just now's the time. What are you waiting for? While you're listening, take out your phone. Go to jewishforsyth.org. And RSVP, August 7th, Community Shabbat Luncheon. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful morning of coming together and the kickoff of an awesome new year.
Right. Now, we've also, I noticed the other day that we put out our new calendar for the year. So there's a lot of exciting classes and things. And again, the folks can access that through jewishforsyth.org, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And everything's rolled out. I mean, the entire fall season of services and events, the high holidays, all of the services and events is already rolled out. Everyone can see everything on the website. But what's most important is that now's the time for everyone to get involved, make the commitment. It's a new year, a new time. You know, bring meaning and purpose into our lives, bring connection and community into our lives. Now's the time. And it's magical.
Well, I have another question because, you know, I get excited about the high holidays as well. Are we going to do those at the synagogue this year, or are we going to have them at a different venue?
No, we're going to be doing it at the synagogue.
Oh,
absolutely.
Fantastic.
We're doing it on the synagogue campus, which is wonderful. And, you know, we did it there last year. We're doing it again this year. And, you know, it'll be beautiful. And what's most important is that we'll really be able to accommodate everyone this way. And, and we'll be able to really service everyone in the best way. So it's yeah, we're proud. We're proud that we'll be able to yet again have services on our campus, and you know, very much looking forward to it.
And then should we also discuss, I know that with the construction going on, is there any special way that people need to try to access the property or anything like that in regard to parking? I know there was some discussion about coming in off the old Atlanta Road.
Yeah, so, I mean, the access will be, as always, as usual, September 1st. Grading is going to begin on the property. It's starting to build the Synagogue and Jewish Community Center of North Georgia. But that's going to be done on the back of the property, and obviously all of the services and events is going to be in the front. So it's not going to disturb, you know, any of the celebrations.
Oh, fantastic. I can't wait. Well, folks, we're going to grab a quick commercial. Hate to do it, but we'll be right back.
Join Judah, the Hebrew school that's totally awesome. Judah offers Hebrew curriculum through experiential learning in a warm and inclusive setting. See holiday traditions brought to life through multi-sensory discovery. The passionate, energetic, and caring staff at Judah offer teaching that's innovative and fun. Find out more and become involved today at myjudah.org. That's myjudah.org. Judah, it's the Hebrew school that's totally awesome.
Hey, folks, glad you're joining us back. Rabbi, we've got a really different discussion today. I know in the past we talked about blessings and things of that nature and how we approach the Almighty and ask for those. But what are the differences between a blessing and a gift from God? And, you know, to kind of further that, how and when do you know which one to ask for, and how do you ask for them?
Fantastic. It's such a good question that you're asking, Tim, especially as we're preparing for the High Holidays, which is happening in approximately 6 weeks from now. So let's take a step back for a second and recognize that in Judaism, we deeply believe that as a general rule, God mirrors our actions in the sense that the way we act is the way God acts to us. In the words of King David in the book of Psalms, King David says the words Hashem Tzilcha, which means God is your shadow. That just like a shadow follows a person, King David said, Hashem Tzilcha, God is your shadow. The way we act, God reflects that. In the world, there's generally two ways that God relates to the world. One is through the laws of nature, where things run orderly. The sun rises, the sun sets, there are the seasons, people are born, people pass away, plant life, animal life, human life, the laws of nature, the way the world operates. And God animates all of nature and is very much committed to its laws. And then there's the second way that God interacts with the world. In what we call miracles, it's when God chooses to do things that are beyond the laws of nature, above the laws of nature. So all of a sudden, the nature of water is that it should settle and it should flow. There's a miracle where the water went against its nature and stood. We had the splitting of the Red Sea. The laws of nature is that water is water, and all of a sudden it turns into blood. There are circumstances where all of a sudden God engages with the world in a way that is miraculous, above the laws of nature. Now, just like God interacts with the world in these two ways, one through the laws of nature and the other through ways of miracles, the same thing is with us. There is the way that we act, so to speak, on a natural level. And there's a way that we act above our nature, beyond our nature. So in the terms of Judaism, we find that there's the natural way that a Jew lives. A Jew is born, and there are certain mitzvot that a Jew does. There are the life cycles. We have our 613 commandments. There's the Torah we study. There's the prayers we pray. There's the holidays we observe. There's the mitzvot, the good deeds that we do. And if you look inside the Torah, in the book of Deuteronomy, it says very clearly, "V'im b'chukotai telechu, if you will follow my statutes, v'nosati gishmechem b'itam, I will give your rain in its time. I will give your sustenance in its time." Meaning that according to the laws of nature, the way God created the world, is that when a Jew or an individual lives a meaningful, purposeful life, according to the ways of the Torah, then the nature of the world is that the person receives the natural blessings in return. So therefore, a Jew follows the Torah, a Jew does mitzvah, the natural response, the natural reaction, is that God deals with this person in a natural way of giving this person all of their needs. So a Jew keeps Shabbat, they get blessings. A Jew keeps kosher, they get blessings. It's the laws of nature. Judaism believes in reward and punishment. And this is all seen from the laws of nature. When I do good, I receive good. When someone does the opposite of good, the natural thing is that they receive the opposite of it. But then there's where the individual goes beyond their nature, goes beyond even to the nature of what the Torah even dictates, where a person goes beyond the letter of the law, where there's a sense of self-sacrifice, where a person says that even though, according to the laws of the Torah, I don't have to do X, Y, and Z, but the person says, nevertheless, I'm going to give myself over and go beyond my natural situation, God then reacts to the individual in a miraculous way. God now goes beyond his nature, so to speak. So now let's speak about the difference between blessings and the gifts from God. On Rosh Hashanah, the Talmud tells us that every single individual's year is destined, is allotted on Rosh Hashanah. God decides what will be for the individual for the next year. And of course, that's why we come to synagogue, to shul on Rosh Hashanah, on the new year, and we pray. We pray that on the day of Rosh Hashanah, of the new year, where God decides what our year will look like, that we should be blessed, that it should be signed and sealed for only blessings. What happens, though, is that even though God decides spiritually on Rosh Hashanah what my year will look like, all of those blessings get placed in a spiritual warehouse. But we live here in the physical world, and it is very possible that I can have spiritual blessings that were allotted to me on Rosh Hashanah, on the new year, but I've never made myself a vessel to receive in a natural way all of these blessings to come down to me. And this is the reason why we give each other blessings. This is why we give brachot, blessings. Brachot, bracha, blessing, comes from the word bricha, which means to draw down. Essentially, when we bless each other, what we're doing is that we are hoping to draw down what has already been spiritually allotted to the individual. Good health, good wealth, all of the wonderful blessings of life. But we give each other the blessing that it should be drawn down and manifested in a physical way. But then there's a second element. There's a second element where one recognizes that it can very well be that this individual is in a situation that all of these blessings that the person needs has not been allocated to this person, even spiritually. And therefore, a blessing alone is not enough because there's nothing to draw down for this person this year. Everything that was allocated spiritually was already there, and it doesn't include the particular blessing that the person's in need of. And so therefore, we say, Yehi Ratzon, may it be God's will that God should create a new will. Even though what was decided and dictated on Rosh Hashanah does not include what is needed, may we generate a new will by God Almighty to create a new reality and to draw down a blessing that comes from beyond the laws of nature, beyond the way God has the world running in an orderly way. And this is a gift from God. And this is what we try to achieve when we pray. We try to achieve not only to bring down blessings that have already been allotted to us spiritually, but it should manifest itself in a physical reality. But there are times that we try to create a new will for God, to bring down a new reality that will be beyond the laws of nature. So the question is, how do we do this? How do we make that happen? And it's very simple. To bring down the spiritual blessings and have it manifested in a physical way, this is all done through the laws of nature, the way a Jew needs to live. That be a Jew performing mitzvah, by a Jew studying Torah, by a Jew living life as a Jew. This is the straightforward path according to the laws of nature to draw down physically all of these blessings into our lives. But what does a person need to do if they want to draw down a new will that has not been allotted to me in the beginning of the year? Meaning I need a drawing down from God which is miraculous, which is beyond the laws of nature. I need a new will. The way to do this is that I then now need to go beyond my nature and go beyond in a way of self-sacrifice and do that which I'm not even expected to do. Because when God sees that I go beyond myself, then Hashem Tzilcha, God is your shadow. And then God will then react in a similar way and draw down a new will, a miraculous will, something that is great and powerful, something miraculous, which is beyond the laws of nature. And this is a true gift from God.
Wow. Folks, hold on just a minute. We'll be right back.
Join Judah, the Hebrew school that's totally awesome. Judah offers Hebrew curriculum through experiential learning in a warm and inclusive setting. See holiday traditions brought to life through multi-sensory discovery. The passionate, energetic, and caring staff at Judah offer teaching that's innovative and fun. Find out more and become involved today at myjudah.org. That's myjudah.org. Judah, it's the Hebrew school that's totally awesome.
Hey, folks, hated to do it. We're back on the edge of the chair again. Rabbi's telling us, you know, about the differences between a blessing and how we get them and gifts from God. And Rabbi, I'm going to step out of the way and let you go.
So what's important, Tim, is to realize that it's less about what we say, but it's more about how we act.
Okay.
It's more about the choices that we make. It's more about the things that we do. I want to give you a few examples about this. I'll show you first an example about the laws of nature and then one that is going beyond the laws of nature. So there was in the 60s, there was an amazing story about there was an individual who had a horrible, horrible illness. The doctors didn't know what to do. No one knew anything. No one knew. There was nothing. It was dark. So what happens? The person writes to a letter to the Rebbe asking for a blessing. What did the Rebbe respond to this Jewish man? The Rebbe told this Jewish man that he should consider adding on a mitzvah. And he should consider to start putting on tefillin every single day. What happened? This individual was taken and he made the commitment. So he's in the hospital and he puts on tefillin. He begins his commitment. All of a sudden, his reality is changed. His illness went away. The doctors are standing there and saying that this is a miracle. And before you know it, not only was he sent back home, but all of the Jewish doctors that were there and saw what was going on, they were so taken that they all of a sudden started to take on the commitment to putting on tefillin. So the Rebbe at a public gathering related the story. And the Rebbe says that this was the laws of nature. Why was this the laws of nature? Is that God Almighty gives everyone purpose and a reason why they're in this world. Every single one of us is put into this world for 70, 80, 90, God willing, 120 years to accomplish something. Wherever we are, at any time, at any circumstance, it's not by chance, but we're there because there's something specific that only we could accomplish and only we can do. So therefore, the Rebbe explained that because this person was in the hospital, what was the reason? That there was light that only this person can shine. There was a mitzvah, there was something positive, something good that this person needed to accomplish. Once this person accomplished what he needed to do, then he got better and he was able to go home and move on to his next mission. So from this perspective, this is, you know, how things are and the laws of nature. But I want to give you an example about how our actions are able to generate from God that which is beyond the laws of nature. What happens, you know, I want to give two examples from actually my great aunt, Andrea Stark, who she just passed away last week, and we're in the middle of observing her Shiva, and she was an unbelievable pillar in our community, unbelievable pillar in so many ways. But I think that it is in this area that we can really learn a great lesson of going beyond one's natural situation or circumstances and going beyond. I remember, Tim, when she was diagnosed with cancer. You can imagine what it's like, right? Wow. A lot of pain, a lot of chemo, it's horrible. Everyone would be given the green light to just stay home and do nothing. Just stay home and do nothing. And what happened with Andrea? Not only did she get involved, she got more involved. She started joining every single study group that the synagogue had to offer. She was studying more Torah, praying more, doing more mitzvah, more engaged, more involved, finding more ways to help. Her physical reality was in a very difficult situation. But she said, I'm going beyond the laws of nature. Or we can look at other examples. What about the Jews of 70, 80 years ago that lived in Russia in the former Soviet Union, where the government said you can't practice Judaism? And what did the Jews do then? They went underground and they baked matzah. They went underground and they found a way to celebrate and to live life as a Jew, even though they could have said, listen, the government doesn't let us do this. And if we're caught, sometimes it was death, sometimes it was to the slave labor camps. But they went beyond the reality, beyond the nature. The greatest way that we could receive the gifts from God, to create a new will from God, one that is miraculous, is that when we act that way, when we go beyond our nature, where we do more than what seems to be all I can handle. And when we push ourselves beyond ourselves, that's the greatest way to create a reaction by God to then do the same for us and bring incredible blessings to our life.
Wow, Rabbi, that's great content, folks. I hope you understood and got the gist of today's message. Rabbi, I hate to do it. We got to go again for another week. Love you, bless you, and I'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely, and l'chaim to life. Never forget, always infuse life into life.
The Schmooze is a weekly show that infuses life into life. More than a conversation, it's a meaningful schmooze. To interact with the show or to become a sponsor, reach out at office@jewishforsyth.org. Join Judah, the Hebrew school that's totally awesome. Judah offers Hebrew curriculum through experiential learning in a warm and inclusive setting. See holiday traditions brought to life through multi-sensory discovery. The passionate, energetic, and caring staff at Judah offer teaching that's innovative and fun. Find out more and become involved today at myjudah.org. That's myjudah.org. Judah, it's the Hebrew school that's totally awesome.